This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. troops in Iraq are involved in their biggest military operation since the end of the war more than 2 months ago. Launched earlier in the week and codenamed Operation Peninsula Strike, the operation includes some 4,000 troops, Apache helicopters, and patrol boats on the Tigris River, and is concentrated on a town 45 miles north of Baghdad. NPR's Ivan Watson is near the scene of the operation. What triggered this operation, and what are its main goals?
Bob, I'm in the town of Deliya on the Tigris River, and it was the target of this operation. More than 4,000 soldiers who swept in late at night earlier this week and occupied the entire town, and they've gone and done house-to-house searches, sometimes several times to different households. And the locals I've talked to who were detained in some of these security sweeps, they said they were interrogated about the whereabouts of Ali Hassan Majid, also known as Chemical Ali. He was a top officer in Saddam Hussein's regime, and the Pentagon had actually declared him killed in action during the war up until just about a week ago, when they said he actually may still be alive. So evidently the U.S. forces had some indications that either he or some other members of perhaps Saddam's Fedayeen militia or Ba'ath Party members, that they were in this town, in this region.
This is central Iraq, where opposition to U.S. forces is strongest. Probably a good place for him to hide.
Right. Well, this region is called the Sunni Belt. It's where Muslim Sunnis, Arabs, live in this region. And we've seen the most resistance, actually an escalation of coordinated attacks against U.S. forces in Sunni Arab communities and towns in central Iraq. This is the ethnic and religious group that benefited most from Saddam Hussein's regime, and the attacks have really been deadly. Over the past 15 days, 10 American soldiers killed by different ambushes. On Tuesday, there was a soldier killed by RPGs in Baghdad. Monday, a soldier killed in an ambush on the border between Syria and Iraq. And within these communities, I've seen rising resentment against the U.S. occupation, people saying they would support armed resistance against the U.S. military.
And now they have thousands of U.S. troops there.
Right, and the people in this town are furious. I'm at the scene of a funeral service for two cousins who died in the first night of the operation, one of a heart attack, and locals say the other was beaten to death by American soldiers, and they even pulled out a mattress to show me with bloodstains that they say were caused. U.S. forces have denied this. The locals say that their tribe that live here, the Jaburi tribe, had very bad relations with Saddam Hussein's regime, that they were not trusted by Saddam, and they say they are innocent of all these charges and are blaming the whole operation on faulty American intelligence.
You have this kind of opposition to the American presence elsewhere in Iraq?
It really is concentrated in, again, what we're calling this Sunni belt in the center of the country. In the north of the country, where Kurds were oppressed and discriminated against and targets of genocidal actions, actually, for decades, the Kurds welcomed U.S. troops coming in. And in the south, the Shia, who were also repressed by the regime in Baghdad, they have complicated relations with U.S. troops, but we have not seen these coordinated attacks going on from day to day, neither in the north nor the south. So this is really confined to the cities and towns in the center of the country.
So they're going to continue this operation until they find Chemical Ali or until they eradicate the opposition?
The plan seems to be to try to stamp out this opposition. There's a town, a hotspot called Fallujah in the west, and there were reinforcements. Troops expanded to 4,000 troops because of daily attacks there. The idea is they're bringing a lot of people, and maybe it can stop the attacks.
NPR's Ivan Watson in central Iraq.